It's Marketplace Tech for September 21st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. You don't have to send an Imperial probe droid to the icy fictional planet of Hoth to find a Star Wars fan in the U.S. or Europe. We're all over the place, and we're willing to slap down money to download or stream the classics. But in Latin America, where the movie theater business has been booming and where in some months the next Star Wars movie will be played, the fans aren't quite as thick as stormtroopers. That may be why Disney is reportedly inking a deal with Netflix for streaming there, as Nova Safo reports.
When you hear this, you know it's Star Wars. But what about this?
Obi-Wan 知道是真的.
Boo.
That's Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, Chinese style. Janine Basinger, a film scholar at Wesleyan University, says Disney wants the franchise to be as well known in China and Latin America as it is here.
The strategy to acquaint everybody in the franchise is very smart.
Because a major blockbuster movie needs a global audience. Foreign box office often makes up most of a film's gross. Analyst Alexia Quadrani of J.P. Morgan says Disney is building up the Star Wars franchise because the upcoming film in December will be just the first of many.
They've made these commitments for several of these films and then further films from the offshoots of different characters from in the Lucas franchise.
Expectations are high. By one estimate, the latest Star Wars film is expected to generate about $2 billion in global box office revenues. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Tech PSA for you. You may already know this, but a reminder that this week when the Pope visits the East Coast, this sound won't be heard anywhere near this sound.
Pregate al Signore perché mi benedica la preghiera del popolo.
Unless you want to hear this sound. How do I know? This sound.
The Federal Aviation Administration wants you to know the cities of Washington, D.C., New York, and Philadelphia are no drone zones during the papal visit from September 22nd through the 27th.
The FAA says people violating flight restrictions during the Pope's visits could face fines and criminal penalties. Never thought I'd say the words Pope and no drone zone in the same sentence, but there you have it. Maybe the all-white papal protection drone fleet is just still being built. Every country is a study in contradictions. Take Japan. For decades, the land of the rising sun has given the rest of the world technology that felt years ahead of its time. The Sony Walkman, the video game, the hybrid vehicle. That history of innovation has come from a place where going against the grain hasn't always been rewarded or viewed in a positive light. And as Sally Herships reports, that makes Japan's startup culture unique.
Silicon Valley appreciates a good failure. The Japanese, not so much.
People have the mentality of failure is not being an option. And if you fail, they will face social rejection.
Jeez, that is rough. Toshi Yamamoto is CEO and founder of Chatwork. It makes software. But founding companies is not super popular in Japan. Yamamoto says when he was starting Chatwork in college, he got called crazy all the time.
Why don't you go to the large corporation or why don't you work for the company?
Because that's what's traditional. But one country's cultural norms can seem strange to another. Heather Russell, an American, also founded a company in Japan.
The reason why we even exist is because Japanese sellers refuse, most of them, refuse to ship outside of Japan.
So Russell's company, Rinkia, does it for them, kind of like an eBay for Japan.
You don't understand it, right? You cannot comprehend why they wouldn't ship outside of Japan.
But Russell says for the Japanese, it makes perfect sense. They don't want any chance there'll be a problem. And international shipping could mean just that. She says it comes from the Japanese preference for restraint and reserve. There's even a word for it.
It's called enryo, ENRYOU.
In Japan, even rebellious teenagers hanging out in Tokyo only smoke in designated areas. Jaywalking is not cool. You just want to fit in and avoid conflict. And that means not starting a company that could tank. Alan Bird teaches global business at Northeastern. He says what all this means is Japan is highly entrepreneurial, but in its own way.
Within the context of a group.
The Japanese like consensus, working in groups. So Japanese startups are more likely to occur within the safety of a big company. Sharp Electronics began by making mechanical pencils. Nissan was spun off from a mining company. All of this can create a catch-22. Remember, startup founders tend to need cash.
In part, there aren't more startups because there isn't more venture capital. And if you ask why isn't there more venture capital, it's because there aren't more startups.
There's also, pardon my pronunciation, Kotobo no Kabe, a language barrier, and another problem that translates in any language, money. Bird says starting a startup in Japan is four times as expensive as in the U.S. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
You might have heard me talking to Farhad Manju last week about ad blockers in Apple's iOS 9 and how they are freaking out publishers who rely on advertising to pay the bills. Debate and controversy around the issue has been so heated that Marco Arment, the co-founder of Tumblr, pulled his ad blocker app off the App Store the other day. The app, called Peace, became one of the store's top downloads when it debuted. Arment said in a blog post that his app was hurting publishers that he didn't want to hurt. People who bought the app can get a refund. Not all of them will ask, though. And one estimate suggested the app made over $100,000 in the space of a day. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.